My name is Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 31st of August 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My full name is Flash Atkins. My date of birth is the 25th of the 1st, 1968. And I come from Manchester. 11 to you.
Oh. So whereabouts did you hear about the project?
I heard about it through a friend in the pub.
And what inspired you to take part?
Well, I'm signed to a record label and they suggested that I did it for them.
Okay. And what record label is it?
It's called We Are Woodville.
Okay. And what kind of music is
it? It's dance music.
Yeah?
Kind of, yeah.
And do you yourself play?
I do, yes, yeah. I mean, I have the power to manipulate sound, so that making music comes very easily to me.
Yeah. And what do you plan to do on the
plan? I'm going to play live along to a DJ set that I've done. A number of the tracks are mine, so I've kind of taken things out that I can and play live.
Mm-hmm.
Using percussion, like a microcord synthesizer,
mm-hmm.
and an MPC drum machine stroke sampler.
And so is it software? Is it software based?
It's hardware.
Okay.
Well, some of it, yeah. So.
Is it Ableton?
No, it's not Ableton. It's not running off computer. It's running off.
Okay.
It's kind of it's hard. It's a sampler basically,
okay.
And I'm running it all off a car battery.
Okay. And is that what you do full time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, so do you play instruments? So you play keyboard as well?
I play all instruments.
Yeah.
And I've got a studio that I'm using at the moment, so I work in there.
Great.
I'm actually living in Hebden Bridge in Yorkshire at the moment.
And what do you do? Other productions for other people? Do you produce?
I do some remixing as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And so where did that, where did you get into music?
I was just blessed with the power that is, so it's not necessarily music, but I have the ability to manipulate sound, which I've used for the greater good of mankind,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately things have changed. My life has slipped out of control. And so making music with my special powers is a way of making a living.
Okay. So it's kind of, it's a form of, for you, expression, but also it's helping you deal with certain things.
It is, yeah, and it's kind of earning me money.
Yeah, okay. Could you talk a little bit about your background, if that's okay, just where you're from and just,
Yep, sure. Well, I don't know quite where I'm from, but I was left on the doorstep of an orphanage in Leventham in Manchester, and they took me in basically,
mm-hmm.
Until I was 16, and then I got kicked out of there and I had to make my own way in life.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, with music, did that kind of help you deal with those?
Well, music is something that I've always been able to do,
mm-hmm.
And I guess music helped me through some dark hours.
So at the age of 16, what did you then go on to
do? I came down to London. I was actually part of, I got a big grant from the government,
mm-hmm.
to basically help people. I spent 10 or 15 good years, just kind of patrolling the streets of London. There's a lot of stuff that was quite top secret. Government funding ran out. So after that I had to, I was left on my own. Having to fend for myself, which I've been struggling with ever since.
Yeah, when you say looking after people, I mean.
I'd patrol the streets of London, stopping people getting mugged.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that I can't talk about because it is classified.
Okay.
But using my special abilities,
Was it policing?
I'm a superhero, so it was stuff that. It's far more than policing.
Mm-hmm.
It was using ability for the good of mankind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about that ability?
Well, as I said, the power to manipulate sound. So, for instance, I can stun people at over 200 yards.
Yeah.
I have the ability to hover over ground using sound waves to move objects.
Could you tell us about that? I mean, that's fascinating. So, could you tell us a lot about how you do that?
Well, it's hard to describe. It's something just I've always been able to do.
Mm.
it was something that I was born with, and it was quite difficult learning how to harness that power. But it is, yeah, I don't know, it's just something that I've been born with, and it's something that I've always been able to do, and I can't do it as well now, I think, because of the drugs and the alcohol have maybe interfered with my, you know, abilities.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about some of the events that you may have used these powers?
Well, not, it's not something I like to talk about anymore, really. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid. Okay. It is. I mean, it's the, for me, it is. I look back on it in a very rich period of my life, and I felt I was on the right path, and now I'm just in quite a bad place at the moment, and it looking back on it and talking about it makes me realise how far I've fallen.
Mm-hmm. Where did it turn, if you don't mind saying that?
Well, when the government money did run out and I couldn't get a conventional job because of how I'm dressed, and because I've been used to, you know, kind of being involved. Well, the outfit I got on, the yellow cape, the leggings, you know, it's my superhero outfit. And obviously I can't get a job in a coffee shop looking like that. So I signed on, started drinking, started using marijuana. That has since gone into heavy smoking, heavy drinking. And I'm trying to fight my way out of it, but to be honest, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
And so I'm just signing on, living in a camper van in West Yorkshire at the back of a brickworks that someone's lent me, and just trying to get my life back on track. But every day I try and get it back on track and seem to end up in the pub.
Okay. Have you been involved in performance arts?
No, not really. I DJ, which is another way of making a living. So if that's performance art, then I guess, yeah.
Yeah. It's such a contrast to what you were doing.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. Yes, it is a massive contrast.
But, okay, yeah, it's really interesting. What is the main thing you say about yourself?
Meaning?
If you had some friends to describe you, what would they say?
Honestly, a loser.
A loser?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because what I've, you know, once I was in it, and now what do? All I do is leech off people, sponge off the government, get smashed, and I've been told that when I get very drunk, I get quite abusive. And
did the power start to come back at all?
I have some small ability.
Okay.
But
can you give us a display of it now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh no, just let me give it another go.
Yeah.
I'll move that chair. Easy.
Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah. I can't do it. I've had a couple of drinks, so maybe my powers aren't being used to their full ability.
Okay. But up on the plinth, we're going to see some. You know,
up on the plinth, I'm just going to be performing, playing music.
It might be too much for the people if you start moving.
Exactly. I'm not sure. I've got.
If you had to.
I could have. I can't anymore.
Okay.
Certainly could have.
Okay.
I have, but.
Yeah. Already. Right, but so it's. That place.
There has been some. There was an incident a number of years ago using the plinth, but it's not something that I'm at liberty to say.
That's for the government.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you say you're doing this for?
I do it for my record label, because they've made me, because they say it's a good way of advertising what I do, because I've got some records out with them, so it's a good way of
advertising. Do you have their name on the plinth as well?
I'm not, no.
Just
yeah.
And do you think staying on the plinth will have an impact on you?
My time on the plinth, I'm hoping that more people will be able to buy me drinks, because they'll recognise me. That's,
okay.
You know, if I can get bought, the more pints I get bought in a pub, then the happier I am.
You're not wearing the outfit, is that right? Or you are?
Well, I am wearing the outfit.
You are? Yeah, yeah, okay.
I always wear the outfit.
All right, okay. But people might not, okay. I mean, do you wear the outfit just in your everyday life, or?
I wear the outfit all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
How come you're not wearing it?
Because you didn't want me to. Because it's audio.
Oh, And also, how did you feel about when you got this place on the plane?
Yeah, I was pleased actually. Yeah, really pleased. It was it's something to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've paid my expenses down there. Mm-hmm. Down here, I got to stay in a nice hotel. You know, that'll do me. Yeah. Job's a good one.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thank you very much for the interview.
Okay.
Thank you.